Clark.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. Here we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, syndicated across the country. I guess 5 days a week is enough for me, Monday through Friday, for the weekday show. Here we are. Okay, loaded phone lines as usual. Your calls are coming up. I got a bunch of news I got to get to, though. Gold surges on economic uncertainty. Greenspan admittedly caused this. It was a great contributor last Monday telling the Gulf oil-producing states to dump the dollar. I'll explain what that, I know most of you understand, but government concedes vaccine autism cases in federal court. State of California says they own your children. It's all coming up. Trying to answer the question of Freddie in San Antonio. Freddie, cutting down the rainforest is a problem at tens of thousands of square miles a year. Dumping toxic waste in the ocean is a big problem. By the way, government's the biggest polluter out there. Genetic engineering. I mean, I do a couple hours every week on that. And all the open-air testing and the food we're eating and how it's killing most of the lab animals and making us sick and all these diseases skyrocketing. And so you've got all these real environmental crises that are happening. But that's not what we should be worried about, the government says. We should be worried about global warming and the seas are going to rise and we're all going to die if we don't do something. And what's do something? It's put tolls on every road. It's to tax you. It's to have regulators see how big your house is. It's government bureaucracy, what type of light bulb you can have, how big your toilet can be. Can you have outside space heaters? Can you smoke? It's government control. And if you read the Club of Rome documents, you read the UN documents, I've actually done this. I put it in my film Endgame, that just came out, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. They talk about how it's a mode of political control. So they're going to take your legitimate concerns about the environment. And instead of you going out and really doing something about real problems that face all life on this planet, I mean, I'm a real environmentalist because what hurts a rat or hurts an eagle or hurts some plankton in the Pacific Ocean affects me too. I mean, we're the most toxified creatures on this planet. We're at the top of the food chain. And we're in the middle of these urban centers. But they're using it, the global architects, as an excuse to come in and micromanage our lives. And then you look at global warming itself. The sun just went through the hottest 12-year cycle ever recorded in 300 years of them being able to record the resonance, the amount of energy put out by the sun. Then suddenly it just went very cool. The coldest temperatures recorded off the sun in the last 100 years. And suddenly things started getting cold. Okay? And so the entire solar system, moons of Jupiter and Saturn have been melting the last decade. Now they're freezing again. And we have satellites and sensors and radio satellites that are able to track this, photograph this, probes that fly over. With these spectrometers that can accurately read all this. And so what you hear about global warming is a fraud. Club of Rome first wanted to call it global freezing in the 60s. By the 70s, they said, no, the trend is towards warm. At least for the next 20 years, we'll say it's heating. It's an excuse to control your life. You think I want my children drinking dioxin from all the plastics production? Do you think I or my daughters being more feminine and my son being feminine because of all the dioxin and estrogen-mimicking chemicals that are in the food and in the plastics and in the air? No. Do you think I like breathing coal-fired, dirty coal-fired plants in Texas filled with mercury? Do you think I like the government that said in 1998, Clinton said, you can't have any of the coal in Utah. It's clean burning, no mercury. So they had to dig up the lignite here in Texas full of mercury. You think I like that? No, I don't like that. So we could get into a big debate and argument about this. Also, most of the mainline environmental groups are animal liberation fronts, They are eugenicists. They are into killing humans. They were born out of the transhumanist slash eugenicist movement. And please, transhumanists, don't email me and say transhumanist isn't eugenicist. Julian Huxley, the founder of transhumanism, was the head of the World Eugenics Society when he founded transhumanism in 56. He said, we got caught with Hitler, we look bad, we'll call it transhumanism. You don't know what you're talking about, okay? I've done my homework. Now let's go back to this nice caller and see if that explains anything to Freddie in San Antonio. My view, my perspective. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I thought originally I just misunderstood you, and I thought I disagreed with what you were saying. I do agree with what you're saying. I am, though, however, concerned as well about all the things you're talking about, and I do believe that all those do affect the Earth.
Well, I mean, climate change, I mean, no matter what's causing it, climate change may make areas deserts that weren't. Places that are deserts will be fertile now. I mean, yeah, there's always changes.
Right. But I am also concerned that it seems that we are affecting the planet and that the polar ice caps melting is a concern.
They're not melting. Greenland is getting thicker. They're getting bigger. They always slough off. Sir, remember how they, and I appreciate your call, remember how they showed the polar bears the last 2 years and said, look at the polar bear family. They're going to drown. Their ice island melted. They're dead. Folks, I just happen to be an admirer of nature. And so I happen to have watched a few other TV shows about them and read books about them. Polar bears are the strongest and best athletic land animal there is. They've been recorded to swim 300 miles. They routinely swim 150. They like to swim. 150 is no big deal to them. They go out in the spring and summer onto ice floes. And they understand, they're so smart, that the ice flow is going to go down south, say, from the eastern side of Canada down towards southern Canada. And they will ride for a couple hundred miles the ice flow to hunt beluga whale and seals. And they will grab them and drag them on. Yeah, one polar bear can drag a beluga that weighs three times its weight onto the rocks. That's power. That's power, ladies and gentlemen. They just drag them up, sticks its head up, boom, you're dead, beluga. A happy little white beluga swimming around. And then they swim back to land. Okay, they do that. They hunt. I happen to have read about Arctic explorers 100, 200 years ago. I was into that. Growing up, I wouldn't read a lot of fiction. I'd read nonfiction because it was so interesting. And I read about watching the polar bears hunt on ice floes. Okay, that's what they do. But the media knows you don't know that. So they go, look, they're drowning. They can't get off the ice. The whole family's going to die stuck on an ice floe. They treat you like morons. They enjoy the fact that they control the left and right, and they put out fake right-wing worldview and fake left-wing worldview, and they feed you this entire system. Don't believe me. All I'm asking you to do is realize you are being scammed. You are being lied to. You are being manipulated. History shows that. How many times has government and corporations and individuals been caught cheating, stealing, lying? The subterfuge of the Caesars thousands of years ago, of the Aztecs hundreds of years ago and thousands of years ago, of the Japanese emperors, of the African kings. Well, humans all act the same. Evil tends to get into positions of power. It's time to stop being schmucks out there and to admit just how serious all of this has gotten. Now, I'm going to have to cover news when we get back, but then I'm going to rush to Anthony, John, Michael, Ted, Ed, Michael, Chris, and many others. Folks like Tim have been holding the longest, and Ed, so we'll get to them first. But I've got to get to this news when we get back. Government concedes vaccine autism case in federal court. Now what? That's a big deal. And then on the heels of that, certified for publication in the Court of Appeals of the State of California, Second Appellate District, Division 3. We'll give you the court name. We'll give you all of it. Government says they own your children. Maybe you don't agree with that. Barack Obama says you don't go buy their socialized medicine. They're going to come take your children. Hillary says the same thing. I'm heading to vote for McCain just because of that, but I think he supports it too. We're in trouble. I'm not going to vote for McCain. I can't vote for Beelzebub over Satan. Lucifer over Baphomet. I'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan, historically, in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, let's just plunge directly into all the news and information right now, and there is a lot of it, and then we'll come back into your calls in the next segment. Oh, by the way, up on PrisonPlanet.com, that article we promised, and I want your help in getting out to everybody. Despite smear campaign, desperate smear campaign follows actress 9/11 comments. International establishment media recycles year-old comments to attack Oscar-winning actress, despite the fact that she is merely echoing a plethora of highly respected public figures in questioning 9/11. I may have time to read part of this article on air, but it's up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Good job, Paul Watson, moving quick on Sunday to get that up. We got to counter the enemy propaganda. Now, the first country to have compulsory government-approved certified education was Prussia about 180 years ago. And in the Prussian textbooks for educators, it said the state owns the children. We're going to build mindless drones and workers and warriors, standardized testing and control, and the state owns your children. Adolf Hitler codified this nationwide in 1938 in Germany. By then, it had been exported here to the U.S., and now in Illinois and in California, the courts have been ruling that the state literally has more power than the parents over the children and basically is the parents. Now, I have a major court ruling saying this. Now, again, federal courts have ruled black people aren't human beings. Does that mean blacks aren't human beings? Federal courts have ruled that that you can forcibly sterilize a single woman. Can the government forcibly sterilize a woman? No, you jackbooted scum, you can't. You're not God, and so just because you say this doesn't mean it's the case. We're going to expose you. But first I want to give you this London Guardian story to give you an idea of what this is like now. Homeschooled Germans flee to the U.K. A 1938 law designed to ensure state control of all children has provoked a family exodus to Britain. Families are fleeing to the U.K. from Germany to escape a law introduced by Hitler that is leading to their children being taken into the care of the government if educated at home. One father who arrived in Britain with his wife and five children last month was told the Observer that the family had no choice after being warned that their children would be taken into foster care, where you're five times more likely to be abused statistically. I'm not saying you're bad at your foster parents, you're just five times more likely because a lot of them are pedophiles and scum. Not doesn't mean you are if you're good. Just statistically, they don't lie. You know, that's what a lot of them. And the government won't enforce on them because it's their people. The Observer, that his family had no choice after being warned that their children would be taken into foster care unless they enrolled them at a local schools. Another who fled in October said she believed the 70-year-old law was creating hundreds of refugees. And it goes into how in 1938, Hitler wanted the Nazi state to have complete control over young minds. Today, they are rare exceptions such as the children suffering from serious illnesses can stay home. So there you go. Hitler's law never repealed. Okay. California and Illinois have had courts ruling the same thing, ruling that they own your children. Here it is right here. In the Court of Appeals of the State of California, Second Appellate District, they overruled the lower state court that disagreed with them. And this is Jonathan L. and Mary Grace, petitioners, Superior Court of the State of California for the County of Los Angeles. And the case number is JD00773. And we posted this up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com yesterday for you. And you turn the page, you can go through it all. Now listen to this carefully. The trial court reason for declining to order public or private schooling for the children was its belief that parents have a constitutional right to their children in their own home. However, California courts have held that under provisions in education code, parents do not have a constitutional right to homeschool their children. Now, did you hear that? All the courts before this had never even been raised. You don't have to put your kids in a government school. You don't have to have a license to have a church. You don't have to be in their system. You have freedom. Of course the government doesn't own your children. Of course you can homeschool them. Of course you can send them where you want. But California goes on to say, if it's a private school that isn't certified by us, we're going to take them. Listen to this. However, California courts have held that under provisions in the education code, parents do not have a constitutional right to homeschool their children. Education code, something they just wrote up. Here's the government saying it owns your children. And of course, Schwarzenegger, son of an SS officer who arrested people and took them to their deaths, who admittedly said that he admires Hitler and wants to be worshipped at Nuremberg trials, he is supporting this. Oh, yeah, he told Rolling Stone in 77 he admired Hitler. Then he bought out the Pumping Iron movie because of the extras they were going to put in it of him saying he worshipped Hitler. So, of course, he supports this. It's Nazi law. California courts have held that under provisions in the education code, parents do not have a constitutional right to homeschool their children. You do not have a right, they say. Thus, while the petition for extraordinary writ asserts that the trial court's refusal to order attendance in public or private school was an abuse of discretion, we find that refusal was actually an error of law. So they're telling the lower state court, you're wrong, the government owns your children.
Heil Hitler. So you read this article about, ooh, Nazi Germany made the kids go, and now the kids are having to leave Germany. That's where this came from. Study the history of education. Now, ABC News, of all places, reported the truth in 2000. They got the documents from 2000 as the head of the FDA is meeting with the head of the CDC in a board meeting, and they're saying, we got millions of brain-damaged kids. The mercury's damaged them. We got to cover this up. But I'm going to tell my granddaughter don't take it. Congressman Dan Burton sued and got those documents. Then the feds paid for a bunch of studies saying, actually, we took the mercury out, and so autism's still skyrocketing, so it couldn't be the mercury. What they didn't tell you is that they made small lots available of all major vaccines that don't have mercury. Literally a few thousand ampules per million doses that do have thimerosal. Don't believe me? Next time you're at the doctor, say, may I see a vaccine? May I read the insert? People say thimerosal. Don't believe Alex Jones and don't believe them. Go find out for yourself. And then have the nurse come in and tell you it's not in there. Well, here it is, the Huffington Post. Government concedes vaccine autism case in federal court case. Now what? After years of insisting that there is no evidence to link vaccines with the onset of autism spectrum disorder, which has gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 75 now, was 168, now it's 1 in 75 have it, the U.S. government has quietly conceded a vaccine autism case in the Court of Federal Claims. That's right, the vaccine makers have total liability protection. You have to go through the feds. The unprecedented concession was filed November 9th and sealed to protect the plaintiff's identity. It was obtained through individuals unrelated to the case. The claim of one of 4,900 autism cases currently pending in federal vaccine court was conceded by the U.S. Attorney General Peter Kessler and other Justice Department officials on behalf of the Justice Department, Health and Human Services, the defendant in all vaccine court cases. The child's claim against the government, see, the government's the plaintiff, it has the claim, and you go to court against the government because they're trying to force this. They order the states to lie and say it's the law. By the way, there's no law. You got to take shots. Go check it out for yourself and ask why they lie on the news and say that. All part of a mass fraud. But here it is admitting how it eats holes in your brains. We'll finish up with that when we get back. Get more into how the police come in and do mock raids on elementary, middle schools, high schools, colleges, saying, I'm here, I'm a gunman, I'm going to kill you. The children, literally, a lot of them end up going to mental institutions. They don't tell them it's a drill, all part of Soviet training that the CIA picked up. We have the documents to brainwash and shock our children into catatonic states. We'll be right back.
American needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing network. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, finishing up with the vaccine story. The child's claim against the government that mercury-containing vaccines were the cause of her autism was supposed to be one of three test cases for the Marisol Autism Theory, currently under consideration by the three-member panel of special masters. These are picked by the Justice Department in their own kangaroo court. They still rule for the child. The presiding justices in the federal court's claim. Kessler wrote that the medical personnel at the HHS Division of Vaccine Inquiry Composition had reviewed the case and concluded that compensation is appropriate. The doctors concluded that the child was healthy and developing normally until her 18-month well baby visit. Then she received vaccinations against nine different diseases all at once to contain thimerosal. Now, I know a lot of you aren't going to listen. You believe in world government. You believe in open borders. You believe in gun control. You believe George Bush is God. You believe Hillary and Barack Obama are God. You're not going to listen. Just notice. The baby starts getting shots when they're born. They get it at 6 months. They get them at a year. Then they get the big shots at a year and a half, and the mercury builds up to super toxic level, eats holes in their brains. And that's just the way this works. That's just the way they operate. So I'm sitting in here, and Bruce Dumas, who does Beyond the Beltway, pretty good show, is right behind me. They got Kirk Watson, who was on TV worshiping Barack Obama, coming in, a wonderful mayor. Must be some farmland around here or something you can get from some family to build shopping malls on, claiming it's for the earth, but he'll probably have a bunch of hippies behind him supporting it. I'm just joking. Point is, that's going to be a good show on Beyond the Beltway nationwide out of the KLBJ studios that I'm going nationwide from. So I thought I'd just mention that watching Kirk Watson wander by. Okay, there's the autism story. Let me now get into, should roads have tolls on them to fight global warming? See, they get you all sold on global warming's real and the earth's dying and we're going to have 1,000-foot tsunamis and volcanoes going off and Loch Ness monsters attacking, and only by grabbing all the farmland and property can we be safe, and only by handing our property over to the government can we be safe, and only By letting bureaucrats micromanage every facet of our lives, can we be safe? And then we have all these global government documents that are in my film Endgame, but it's publicly available, where they say it's about a new system of government taxation, control, and regulation. And here it is out of the Seattle Times. Should roads have tolls to fight global warming? Two global warming bills likely to pass the legislature this season and this session could be... continuing here, could open the door to tolls on major highways in the central Puget Sound region as a way to reduce traffic and greenhouse gas emissions. See, it's not just reduce traffic. It's not just rape everybody. Now, they've been saying for a decade, getting you conditioned, there's not enough gas tax. There's not enough gas tax. We were using 15 million barrels in 1995. We're using 25 million barrels and growing in 2008. If you look at federal graphs on the federal gas tax graph, it's off the charts. You look at state taxes, they're jacking those up just through the roof. But they know the public doesn't know those numbers. So they come out and say, there is no more money. We are bankrupt. We have got to put a transponder in your car. And by the way, we'll track everywhere else you go. And then put toll roads on existing roads. Of course, here in Austin, they just say, we are putting them on MOPAC, but that's not an existing road, you know, just or I-35. And then you find out it's to build roads in Mexico to bring more slave goods in faster. But see, people wouldn't go along with this if they didn't have the excuse of, oh, it's for the earth. Yes, slapping a big tax on you for driving, and they're proposing 60 cents a mile, making your car a taxi, as if you don't pay enough now, that, of course, is going to force you all into buses, and they say that. They say it's social engineering. Oh, we're going to control your living now. We're going to make you do what we want. While the oil companies, by the way, are pushing and supporting this, they suppress all the alternative technologies. Two global warming bills likely to pass the legislature this session. You hear that? Likely to pass. Could open the door to tolls on major highways in central Puget Sound region as a way to reduce traffic and greenhouse gas emissions. Then they'll take the money from that and put it into billboards, radio ads, TV ads to buy the media. It's kind of an unwritten rule. And to further brainwash the public to accept the next phase of social workers, how big your house is when you replace anything, social workers visiting your home, animal ID, premises ID. You ought to read the documents. Environmental groups, that means land-grabbing pirates, basically communists who work for big banks that want to steal your property but need the excuse. Environmental criminal organizations, I'm sorry, I'm adding that. Environmental groups consider the bills critical to a larger effort to get people out of their cars and into public transportation. Transportation accounts for almost half of the state's greenhouse gas emissions. House Bill 2815 requires the state to sharply reduce greenhouse gases between now and 2050. It also calls for slashing the number of miles traveled by vehicles in the state by half in the same time period. The second bill, House Bill 1773, yeah, rolling us back to the tyranny of 1773, says tolls should be used to reduce greenhouse gases. It would allow tolls to become permanent and to vary in price based on the time of day, which is tracked by a transponder in your car. I told you this 10 years ago. I read you in plans globally. This has already started in England. Hundreds of billions of dollars a year per country, and a large portion is going to go to the UN, NATO, and others to build their world government, their world army. Meanwhile, here is CBS News. I was surprised by this, but it's been all over the media the last week, where they admit all the ice cores, all the big professors, all the scientists, and the largest, including NASA and others, that just get the global temperature. The Earth just had the coldest winter in decades. Cold water on global warming. But it won't matter. They already have it in place. And once you have a tax, it never goes away. Plus, it tracks everywhere you go. It has almost become something of a joke when some global warming conference has to be canceled because of a snowstorm or bitterly cold weather. But stampedes and hysteria are no joke, and creating stampedes and hysteria has become a major activity of those hyping global warming crisis. And again, they use it to steal people's property mainly. That's what goes on here locally. They mobilize like-minded people from a variety of occupations, call them all scientists, and then claim that all the experts agree on global warming crisis. Their biggest argument is that there is no argument. A whole cottage industry has sprung up among people who get grants, government agencies who get appropriations, politicians who get publicity and steal property. They don't add that. And the perpetuity indignant who get something new to be indignant about. It gives teachers something to talk about in social studies instead of teaching. And, folks, I mean, my children can't watch Discovery or History Channel. They can't watch a show about volcanoes, nothing. It's just all, the Earth is dying, only global taxes can save you. Next up, global warming destroying Earth. Next up, how the planet will be destroyed. Next up, how if you don't turn everything over to a global consortium, oh, the future without humans, we need to get rid of humans. Humans are destroying everything. I mean, these are all the different programs that people are forced to watch. Oh, my gosh. And so I'm done ranting about that subject. It's just you can go read the story here. It says a new and very different conference on global warming will be held in New York City under the sponsorship of the Heartland Institute. And it's going on right now. It is called the International Conference on Climate Change that will examine the question of global warming, crisis or scam. And they've got all these top scientists, 98 speakers, 400 participants, the president of the Czech Republic, on and on and on, General Motors people there. And you're saying, well, they're all just corporate whores who want to keep hurting the Earth. Oh, no. Have you noticed the NFL supports global warming and global tax? All these other big corporations do. The CEO of General Motors came out and said it's BS. That's what he actually said. I can't say what he said, but he said BS. And then he had to apologize and say, okay, I shut up. General Motors supports this. You see how that works? Okay, loaded phone lines when we get back. We're going to go to Tim, Ed, Michael, Chris, Anthony, and many others in the final segment, absolutely jam-packed with your phone calls. And the story is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now, written today just for you to get the word out to people about how they're attacking the lady that got Best Actress for saying 9/11 is an inside job. We explain the cover-up and what's really happening at PrisonPlanet.com.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
In this jungle called life, only the tiger survives. So says the armchair survivalist Kurt Wilson, owner of Survival Enterprises. Kurt talks common sense about food storage, health care, firearms and weaponry, security, urban and wilderness survival techniques, and the simple things we can all do to help us and our loved ones survive when bad times hit. Learn to be one step ahead of the crowd in everyday situations. The armchair survivalist is geared for the rest of us who don't have unlimited funds to buy land, a cabin, build a bunker, or buy all the expensive survival supplies that would come in handy. He shows you how to work smarter, not harder. For over 25 years, Kurt has been helping people prepare for hard times. The Armchair Survivalist is sure to be an informative, entertaining, and educational talk show, with Kurt not only sharing his vast level of survival knowledge, but taking your calls as well. Listen to the Armchair Survivalist, Saturdays at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time on the GCN Radio Network.
Camp Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
I had this cloud, this lien hanging over my head that I just ignored for like 10 years.
Clients like Brian Williams have very real tax problems. So did David Estrada.
I was concerned that the IRS may take possession of my personal property and cause some concerns with my job.
They hired Nationwide Tax Relief. Our legal team has saved thousands of people millions of dollars.
Nationwide's attorneys quickly removed all the tax liens that were damaging my credit.
Our expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt.
I was skeptical, but Nationwide came out with a very good plan that satisfied both the IRS and myself.
If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, call Nationwide.
If I ever got into a situation with the IRS, without hesitation, they would be my first call.
I now have a fresh start thanks to Nationwide.
If you owe more than $10,000 in any back taxes, call the attorneys at Nationwide.
Call 1-800-599-7987. That's 1-800-599-7987. 1-800-599-7987.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, I'm never giving up. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I know we got loaded lines. I want to get to everybody, give me at least a minute or so. But I never got to this. O'Reilly calls Arianna Huffington a Nazi. I don't like Arianna Huffington. He's a gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, New World Order minion. I'm taking fight. I'm saying I'll never give it up. Yeah. Sorry. Look, I don't like her. But the point is, O'Reilly's another neocon. He's always attacking free speech, always saying you shouldn't be allowed to protest, there should be no First Amendment. And on her website, she has literally hundreds of thousands of posts every day. It's a huge site. It's bigger than most major newspapers. Millions of visitors a week. Somebody went on there and made fun of Nancy Reagan falling down. You ought to read message boards anywhere. Anywhere. I mean, anywhere. There's trolls saying nasty things. And he has this neocon guest on, blogger, and she's going, well, you can't bash Arianna for having comments in her comment section. And O'Reilly's like, yes, you should get in trouble. This is like Nazi Germany. What she's done, she did it. And the lady's like, actually, I disagree with you. Comments are... I don't have time to play it. You guys have it ready? Go ahead and play a little bit of it.
But yes, the left-wing blogs have to take some responsibility
for
this, clearly.
It's her. It's Huffington.
Yes.
Her. She's responsible. Mr. O'Reilly, I'm surprised at your lapse of judgment comparing the tactics of the Nazis to the Huffington
Post. I'm not going to play anymore. It just goes on and on. You can watch it at InfoWars.com in a story that Kurt Nemo wrote. O'Reilly calls Arianna Huffington a Nazi. The point here is, the lady keeps saying, but it's a comment on a message board. I mean, you go to the Houston Chronicle, they'll have like 500 comments per story. Infowars.com has like 500 per story. There's horrible stuff in there. And O'Reilly says it's their job to take it down. MSNBC message boards can't control that. You can ban certain people. Again, he's calling for banning free speech and then saying it's her fault. It's deceptive lying, and he knows the 85-year-olds listening to his show, watching his show, that literally that's his demographic. His demographic won't be alive another 5 years. I'm not being mean about it. You know, a very, very small demographic, you know, whereas I have it all. People like me have the entire spectrum. This guy literally has 85-year-old people listening who don't understand the Internet. It's disgusting and deceptive. I'm tired of this type of deception. Of course, he's called for my head on a platter and called for banning free speech, and just O'Reilly's a disgusting worm. Powerful story up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Despite smear campaign, the truth's coming out. Desperate smear campaign follows actress 9/11 comments. You've got to get this out to everybody, folks. Best actress, 2008 Oscar winner, being demonized for saying 9/11. It's an inside job. Okay, let's cram calls in here. Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Go ahead. Thanks for holding. Come on, Ed. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This is Tim in Michigan.
Okay.
And it's very good to talk with you, Alex. I just wanted to talk about some previous comments you made on a show, I think last week, about Ann Coulter and Janet Reno, the feelings that you had when you met them. Back in the 70s, I met Spiro Agnew, and I got to tell you, you hit the nail right on the head. We were having a drink together up in the Kuwaiti Hilton, And when I sat down next to him, all I wanted to do was get away from him as fast as I could.
Oh, yeah. Being around these psychopaths is very upsetting. and Ann Coulter, I'm not kidding, and for those who didn't hear the story, I was outside the RNC, you know, right at the last checkpoint. I'd just come outside, and it was at the RNC at Madison Square Garden in 2004, Republican National Convention. And I literally thought that a Day of the Dead creature just walked by. She was so anorexic but looked so demonic, and she was toddling. She could barely walk. it was scary.
Well, thank you, Alex. Keep up the good work.
Thank you for holding to tell us that story. Let's talk to Ed now in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Only took me 2 months to get in this time.
You're on the air, Commander.
I wanted to give you a little bit of humor along with the pathetic stuff. I mailed you a business-size envelope with three pictures of my car with my answer to the media blackout of Ron Paul. It's a pizza delivery sign, yard signs on both sides. And if you look for it, it's...
Good job. Well, so maybe we'll scan it in and put it on the web.
Well, I sent it in to you. I don't know if you'll be able to find it or not. It's in a business-size envelope. Ed Kemenaw is on the address.
Okay.
And anyway, then... I wanted to tell you, I have a letter in there also stating my little confrontation with my bank I've been with for about 25 years.
What happened? Tell us the story.
Okay, I went in and I was telling a young teller there, a female, that if she knows any girls having babies, don't let them do the vaccines on them. And I gave her a slip of paper with all the websites, yours, TexMars, and...
Oh, you're not allowed to talk to fellow Americans in America. That would be un-American. Talking to other people? You can be arrested for that. What happened?
Anyway,
what did you do, criminal?
There was a little bit older lady, about two positions down from her, must have been overhearing this, and the girl was thankful. I finished my business. I left. I came home. I'm in the backyard doing stuff, and my wife calls me. There's a police officer at the bank wants to talk to me.
Well, sir, that's why I could predict your story. That's in the news all the time.
Yeah.
Free speech is illegal. Liberty and freedom is illegal. It's all this secret police apparatus that gets you all afraid of the non-existent terror while they leave the borders wide open, and then all these new commissariat political police have to do something. So what happened?
Did you
go and kneel before him and say, "Oh, God, I worship you. I'm sorry I warned someone about vaccines"?
No, this one surprised the heck out of me. He started telling me what was it that I was writing on this thing for this girl, you know? And I said it was a bunch of websites. He says, "Well, what's this Texas massacre?" And I got speechless. I says, "You're kidding me." He says, "No, they're talking about a Texas massacre." I says, "The only thing that's got anything near Texas is TexMars, TexMarrs."
No, see, send me your info. I want to have you on as a guest. I want proof, though. The wicked fleeth when none pursueth. So you said Tex Mars, best-selling author, writes the textbooks for the military. And again, they saw a massacre in that. It's all part of the hysteria, all part of the fear, all part of the cowardly chicken neckness. But then they'll take the injections that are deadly and eat all the GMO food and the things that are really problems. But then they worship their government. They worship the establishment. They just love it all. But, hey, the parasites that run our government, their whole house of cards is collapsing. And so, that's it for the New World Order. Let's take another call here. Anthony in New Jersey. You're on the air, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good,
sir. Show. Just wanted to get this out to you real quick. I'm looking to put together a Ron Paul fight night, essentially on March 29th. It's we're looking to sponsor a fighter and a championship mixed martial arts fight. And it's at ringsiderevolution.com. And we're taking donations, and we got about 2 weeks left, and I just wanted to throw that out to you. And
all right, man, I really appreciate you holding to tell us that. Michael in North Carolina, you're on the air. Don't dare talk, or we'll send the police to your house. Go ahead, it's freedom.
Hello, sir. Hi, how are you?
Good. Don't have any free speech, or we'll arrest you. It's evil. Go ahead.
Right. Do you have that much time right now?
Yeah, we have time. You're very evil, though. Go ahead.
All right. okay, where do I start? I really applaud you for taking on the chemtrail situation, and I want to do a documentary on it. I think you should take that firsthand and maybe do a three-part kind of thing on that and vaccines and GMOs as one whole poison.
Well, you just stole my thunder. I'm going to finish a JFK film and a 9/11 truth film. Then I'm going to do kind of an Endgame 2.
I think you should put this before those because it's...
No, sir. The Endgame 2 is going to have it in it.
All right, good. Well, listen.
It's going to be how the eugenicists that run our government are killing us.
I understand. Well, that's what I'm talking about right now. A while ago, I came down with, after a massive outer ear infection that was just crawling all over my face, the doctor gave me prednisone to quell it. After he gave me prednisone, this horrible crawling sensation began, and then I, by research, found out that I have what is being called Morgellon syndrome. Now, this is something that's been extremely just wiped out in the press. And only
No, I understand. We're out of time. Listen, this is what's happening. The mice they feed GMO food to are dying. The guinea pigs are dying. The pigs won't eat it. They force it on them. This is documented. They don't just take two plants and cross them. They change their chromosomes. They inject viruses, other DNA, bacteria. And then they get the genes changed they want. The one gene changes. But then randomly thousands of other genes and the way they combine changes and it literally creates new amino acids, new toxins. That's why all these different diseases, problems in the guts, Crohn-type diseases that were incredibly rare now everywhere, 1 in 3 is getting diabetes. We are getting sicker. Our life expectancy in the U.S. is dropping. Cancer, lung cancer in women is up sixfold in just 10 years. And it's all tied back to the GMO food, the mercury, all of it. Okay, I'm sorry for Michael and many others that are holding. Call me back during the weekday show if you want at InfoWars.com or back here next Sunday for the special Sunday reports from 4 to 6 p.m. syndicated across the country from the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. To all of our AM and FM affiliates, to all of our sponsors, listeners, all of you, great job. And to Trey and Paul in there running the show, excellent job as well. Be sure and check out the big headline we've got. Best actress this year, saying 9/11 is an inside job at PrisonPlanet.com right now. Find out the true scoop. We'll see you soon. Take care.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Why could